Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on the phone. We're talking with Lauren Livingston. She's the Director of Communications with the Alzheimer's Association Iowa Chapter. Good morning, Lauren. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you very much for asking. Hey, coming up in just a little bit of time, on Monday, February 12th, I see that folks that are advocates with the Alzheimer's Association across Iowa are going to be gathering in Des Moines at the state capitol to really kind of talk and push issues that are important to a lot of folks. Talk a little bit about that effort.
Yeah, so this is something that the Alzheimer's Association and our advocates do every year. We gather at the Iowa State Capitol and we talk to our legislators about the different priorities that we are working to get passed this year. And every year we have different priorities. Sometimes they're the same as previous years if they've been worked on, but we are always working towards improving Alzheimer's care and support in the state of Iowa.
Sure. Before we get into those specific priorities, I'd just like to ask, in the past, when you've done this in past years, what kind of response have you gotten from legislators?
Yeah, legislators are always just so happy to talk to their constituents who live in their areas and hear their stories. That's the most impactful thing about this day, is that the legislators get to hear from real people about how Alzheimer's and dementia has really affected them and how they can make a difference in their constituents' lives by changing the bills and creating new bills to help families be able to care for their loved ones better and be diagnosed earlier and all sorts of things.
You know, it's hard to have a conversation with anyone these days without them being able to give you some sort of feedback on their own episode with Alzheimer's, whether it be a loved one, a friend, a neighbor, or something. And I assume at times some of the legislators are no different.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of times we'll hear advocates come back and say, oh, my legislator told me about their connection to the disease, their father had it or their grandmother. And it is really hard to find someone without a connection. In Iowa, there's over 66,000 people living with the disease. And on top of that, nearly 100,000 people caring for them. And that doesn't even count all the other family members and friends who know the people.
Yeah, and those are current numbers. That doesn't even get into the folks who have passed.
Exactly.
Well, let's talk about the legislative priorities. I see you've got two that you're really wanting to stress this year.
Yes, so the first one is to strengthen Iowa's dementia service network, and that might sound a little vague, but basically what we are asking the legislature to do is to fund a dementia service specialist program, and we are asking for 6 dementia service specialists to be placed at the area agencies on aging across the state. And these dementia service specialists can provide lots of different resources and support for families, especially in areas where there may not be a lot of support otherwise for people with dementia, in those rural areas in particular. So they can help families provide care planning, perform memory screenings, refer them to doctors, anything that has to do with Alzheimer's dementia to help families, these dementia service specialists can do. So that's the first one. We're asking for funding for these service specialists.
And you kind of touched on it there, too, but is this especially critical in the rural areas where we may not necessarily always have as much access to some of the specialists as they would in the more urban areas?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, Iowa is unfortunately known as a dementia desert, so there aren't enough gerontologists and neurologists and doctors serving people with Alzheimer's dementia to serve the amount of people who have it now and who are expected to have it in the future. In fact, we need I can't remember the number off the top of my head, but a very large times more amount of those type of doctors, especially in the rural areas, to be able to serve those people. So this would fill a little bit of that gap.
Okay, very good. That's one. What the other topic that you're really issued in this time?
Yeah, so this is something that we're working closely on with the American Cancer Society and some other nonprofits who are working to improve early detection and diagnosis of their diseases by ensuring access to biomarker testing in Iowa. So biomarkers are things that you might get a blood test and there's a biomarker that helps detect and diagnose like Alzheimer's disease or dementia. And these tests are very critical, but unfortunately they're oftentimes out of reach for people because they're not able to afford them because they're not covered by insurance. But they're so vital to be able to diagnose family members. And it's also, a benefit for the state too, because the earlier that we're diagnosing people and with Alzheimer's dementia, the less care and the less cost of care that they'll incur later on.
Being able to use biomarker testing is actually a pretty exciting development.
It is, yeah. In fact, last week or the week before, there was a story that came out that said that blood tests are actually going through research and clinical trials right now to be able to diagnose Alzheimer's disease, which would be a first. You know, right now, the only thing that you can be diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease is a PET scan or a spinal tap, and those things are very expensive, and they're hard to get access to. So a blood test would make access so much better. So this biomarker testing bill that we're working towards is really putting in place the structure to be able to cover these kind of blood tests when they are available, widely available in doctors' offices, hopefully in the very near future.
Yeah, well, some of these priorities and talking points that you'll be using when you do descend on the Capitol there are things that are of interest to folks who are currently dealing with the disease. In large measure, it's for the future.
Exactly, yes. Right now, there's been more advancements in the last few years in Alzheimer's dementia research than ever before. There are treatments available now. You know, we're finding ways that you can help prevent Alzheimer's disease and dementia. So the future is looking brighter than ever. You know, unfortunately, we are expecting the numbers of people affected by the disease to continue to increase until more treatments and a cure is found. But we're trying to put in place measures for families to be able to access treatments and access diagnosis, so we are able to bring those numbers down and have less people affected.
Sure. Well, let's talk a little bit about the day and how that will shape up, Lauren. It's an opportunity for folks to get in and have conversations. You're not protesting. You're not doing anything like that. You're having conversations.
Right. Yes, that's a very good point. And it's not something where our advocates certainly don't need to be an expert on the issues. They're really coming to share their personal stories and how Alzheimer's and dementia has affected them. So we start the day off actually at the historical building just down the hill from the Capitol. And we will have lunch and also provide training to help the advocates understand what the day is about, what they'll talk to their legislators about, how to share their story, just a few pointers to help them through the day. And then after that, we'll walk up to the Capitol. Fingers crossed it won't be too cold or snowy or anything like that. And then our advocates will meet with their state legislators from 1 to 4 p.m.
Very good. Yeah, hopefully we've gotten through all that bad weather so far, but we'll see. It is February, after all, in Iowa. So who will be part of this contingent? I mean, you can see some folks. We've kind of talked about it, some folks who are caregivers, some folks who are, in some way affected, folks like you who are obviously very involved as part of the Iowa chapter of the Alzheimer's Association. But are you looking for folks who have an interest to reach out and be a part of this?
Yes, absolutely. You can go to our website, alzimpact.org, and you can register and get signed up for Advocacy Day. Whether you're living with the disease yourself or have a personal connection, or even if you're just passionate about the cause and, you have it maybe running in your family, but you don't know anyone right now, but you want to support the mission, please register. We would love to have you. We are registering people until the Friday beforehand, so there's plenty of time to still sign up. And if you do have any questions, you can always visit our Iowa website at alz.org/Iowa and give us a call.
Very good. You know, Lauren, we live our lives, and we may have a general knowledge of things like Alzheimer's, but until it really affects us closely, we don't really immerse ourselves in that. But it's amazing with something like Alzheimer's. I've seen examples where folks may have very little knowledge of it directly, but then once it affects them in an immediate way through a family member or a friend, they not only become more knowledgeable, but they become more vocal and more involved, even if it's just in local fundraising efforts.
Yeah, that's so true. And, once someone is diagnosed, whether you're a caregiver or family member, you want to learn everything that you possibly can about the disease and how you can help make things better for your family members now and in the future. So it is just an impactful day to be a part of. And all of our volunteers are just so passionate, whether they're advocates or they volunteer for the Walk to End Alzheimer's or facilitate support groups. So we've got a wonderful network of volunteers and are always looking for more.
Sure. That event again coming up on Monday, February 12th at the State Capitol in Des Moines. And Lauren, once again, how would they find out more?
Yeah, so they can visit our website at alz.org/Iowa, and you can go to the Contact Us page, or you can visit alzimpact.org and find your state, which is Iowa, and then you'll find the link to register.
All right, very good. We've been talking with Lauren Livingston. She's the Director of Communications for the Alzheimer's Association Iowa Chapter about the event coming up on February 12th in Des Moines. Lauren, thank you again so much for the time. Appreciate it. Good luck with the mission.
Thank you so much.